الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال تعالى نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وقال تعالى وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan. From today, the second 10 days of Ramadan has commenced. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he delivered on the last day before Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the many aspects that he explained, one of the aspects that he mentioned was, شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided this month into three portions. The three 10 days of the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days is the days of rahmah, of the days is the 10 days of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second 10 days are the days of maghfirah, of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third 10 days, or the last 10 days, are the 10 days of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So we have entered into the middle 10 days, or the 10 days of forgiveness. What is this forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated 10 days of this Mubarak month, of this blessed month, for His forgiveness. Allah loves to forgive so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given 10 days for this aspect of forgiveness, so that His servants may be able to earn His forgiveness. When we look at the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which explain different sifat and different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been dedicated to this aspect of forgiveness. So one of the names of Allah is Al-Ghafoor, which means the forgiving. Another name of Allah is Al-Afu, the one who pardons. And another name of Allah is At-Tawwab, the one who accepts the tawbah and repentance of His servants. The gist of all are the same. It's the same message. The message of forgiveness. Three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Majeed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself, then in various ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to His forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. You want to know who your Rabb is? Your Rabb is that Rabb who is very forgiving, who is all forgiving, and one who gives a lot of mercy, one who is very merciful. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah is the one who forgives sins, and Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah and repentance of His servants. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. That Allah's forgiveness is very, very vast. It is all-encompassing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His beloved, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that introduce me to my servants. How you should introduce me? Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim. That inform my servants. Tell them that I am the one who is very forgiving, or all forgiving and very merciful. So in so many ayat of the Quran and Majeed, like this we can go on explaining the ayat of maghfirat, the ayat that explain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa al-ghafurur rahim. So many different places of the Quran and Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His forgiving nature. And then we have that very great ayat of the Quran, regarding which Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the great mufassir and the great commentator of the Quran and Majeed, mentions, arja ayatin fi kitabillah. That ayat which gives a servant the most amount of hope. When you're looking for hope, the ayat that gives the most hope. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah is addressing His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ, O my Nabi, say, tell the people who you should say, what you should say. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my servants. Allah is attributing the servants to Him. He's attributing them to Him, showing the connection between these servants and Allah. That these are minds. Like how a person says, "See, don't interfere with this, this belongs to me. It's minds." Allah is saying, Ya ibadi, O my servants. Allah is attributing these servants to Him. And who are these servants? These are not those that are reading tahajjud the whole night. These are not those that are spending the whole day in the masjid. Allah is saying, my servants. Which servants of mine? Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those that have transgressed themselves. Those that have wronged themselves. Those that have violated my commands. Allah is addressing those servants. And He is telling His beloved, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to address these servants. And say to them, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Again, this message of forgiveness. Allah forgives all sins. Allah is saying, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. I will forgive all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Allah is all forgiving and Allah is all merciful. So like this, there are so many ayat of the Quran Majeed. There's a famous lengthy incident behind this ayat. Wahshi radiallahu an, who in the days prior to Islam, he was the one who assassinated the beloved uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him dawah to Islam, then he began to raise questions that will I be forgiven? And various times the messenger went to and fro, until finally on the third time, this ayat of Quran was revealed, and it was mentioned to Wahshi radiallahu an, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. So respected friends, this is the forgiving nature of our Allah. And Allah has given us this month of Ramadan to beg His forgiveness. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah has dedicated 10 days for us to beg of His forgiveness. And inshallah, if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. There are so many incidents that explain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what sin a person may have committed, but when the person turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he begged the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave that person. Just one incident among the many hundreds of incidents regarding the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a youngster who was extremely sinful. He was involved in various types of sins. His sins reached a limit where the people of the town got fed up with him. And perhaps they felt that because of this youngster's sins, we must not become eligible for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The punishment of Allah must not befall us because of this person's sins. So what they did, they got fed up with him and they banished him out of the town. They threw him out of the town. Like sometimes it may happen that the parents may even give up on the child and they may throw the child out of the house. So that person was thrown out of the town. That child is thrown out of the house. But it does not necessarily mean that that person is thrown out of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is still hope for that person in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he went out of the town, he was staying in some ruins on the outskirts of the town. And he passes away. When he passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salam is among the high ranking anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaleemullah, the one who was privileged to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is telling this Nabi of his, Allah is instructing him, إِنَّ وَلِيَّمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِي, that one of my friends has passed away. Now you go, the Nabi is being told, you go and give ghusl to this person and perform his janazah salah. And not only that, make an announcement and tell all the great sinners of the town, tell all the great sinners of the town, that if they want to secure their forgiveness, then they must participate in the janazah of this person. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, not knowing who the person is, thinking that a very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has passed away, he makes this announcement, and people came out in their multitudes, many people came out to participate in the janazah of this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they go and see who passes away, then they say to Musa alayhi salam, Ya Nabi Allah, هذا هو الفاسق الذي أخرجناه. This is that same great sinner who we kicked out of the town. We threw him out of the town, and Allah is saying, وَلِيَّمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِي, that he is one of my friends. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also surprised. And he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a message to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are true, that this is that very great sinner. But when he was about to pass away, then he looked right and he looked left, and he sees no one. He was all alone. He had no friends. He had no company. So then at that time, in that state, pitiable state, he raises his sight to the heavens. And now he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected friends, this is what we need to learn how to do, how to talk to Allah. We need to learn to talk to our Allah. We don't have to be in the masjid on a big night to make tawbah. We don't have to be on the musalla at the time of tahajjud to talk to Allah. When we are driving, we can talk to Allah. When we are walking, we can talk to Allah. That communication with Allah needs to start. With our other communication, we need signal, we need network. Sometimes we don't have network, we can't communicate, we can't talk. Here the signal is strong all the time. And in the month of Ramadan, it becomes even stronger. The signal becomes even stronger in the month of Ramadan. We need to learn how to talk to our Allah. This sinner, in this pitiable state, when he realizes that there's no way out for me, I've messed my life. And it will happen to us in this Mubarak month, inshallah. Some point in our life, it may be one of the big nights, one of the odd nights, when we realize that we've messed up. And that's the moment that we need to capitalize on. Now we need to talk to Allah. And this sinner talks to Allah in that pitiable state. Ilahi, abdum min ibadi gharibun fi biladik. Oh Allah, there is one servant of yours. I am just one servant of yours. Among your multitudes of servants. Oh Allah, I am a stranger. I am left all alone in your land. And then he goes on to say, Oh Allah, if I knew that your punishment will increase, if I knew that you punishing me will increase in your kingdom, will make you a greater king, will increase in your power, and if your forgiving me will bring some type of decrease and some type of nuqsan to your kingdom, if this was the situation, I would have never asked you for forgiveness. So Allah, I'm asking you to forgive me, because I know if you forgive me, it's not going to decrease your treasures. It's not going to decrease your kingdom. And if you have to punish me, it's not going to increase your power in the least. Therefore, I'm begging you for forgiveness. وَلَيْسَ لِي مَلْجَأٌ وَلَا رَجَاءٌ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Oh Allah, there's no way for me to turn. There's no way for me to go besides to come to you. And oh Allah, I have heard in the wahi that you have sent down, I have heard this one sentence where you say, Inni anal ghafurur rahim. When you introduce yourself, you say that I am the one who forgives and I am the one who is merciful. Fala tukhayyib raja'i. Oh Allah, don't dash my hopes. Oh Allah, don't let me down. He is speaking to Allah. This sinner who spent his life in sin, he was banished from the town. Now he is talking to Allah. And respected friends, these are the 10 days for us to make this resolution, for us to make this kind of communication with Allah, to beg for Allah's forgiveness. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now told by Allah, O Musa, is it becoming of me that when a person is in this pitiable state, and now he is asking me, let's just change the scenario. You're driving somewhere, and then you see a person who is in a pitiable state. He's a beggar, and he's in a very, very downtrodden state. And he begs you and he asks you that, give me something. Even a person who has a hard heart, when he sees that person in that pitiable state, he'll be forced to give him something. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is so forgiving, so merciful, and he is being beseeched in this way, in this pitiable state. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that does it become of me? Does it befit me for me to ignore this person? And Musa, Allah goes on to say, wa izzati, I take a qasam on my honor and my grandeur. If lo sa'alani fil muznibin min ahli al-ardi jami'an, lawahabtuhum lahu li dhulli ghurbatihi. Because of the pitiable state and the humble state and condition in which this person was, if at that time he asked for forgiveness for the sinners of the whole world, I would have forgiven all of them. Respected friends, this is just one incident of the regarding the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can go on relating the incidents of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can go on mentioning the ayat of Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the important point is that we need to make resolutions in our life. How many Ramadans have come and gone, but have we secured the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our situation should not be like that which Rasulullah, which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in his dua, where he cursed that person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ameen to that dua. Ba'uda man adraka ramadana falam yughfar lah. Woe be to that person. Curse on that person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan. It's Allah who gave us this opportunity. There were many people that were asking to reach the month of Ramadan, but they did not see the month of Ramadan. There were many people that were around last year, but this year they are not here. We don't know whether we're going to see another month of Ramadan. As the poet says, kam kunta ta'rifu mimman sama fi salafi min bayni ahlin wa jiranin wa ikhwani afnahumul maut wastabqaka ba'dahum hayyan fama adraka alqasiya min ad-dani. How many people you knew that were fasting previously, that were fasting last year, from your friends, from your neighbors, from your acquaintances? And he goes on to say, afnahumul maut. Maut came and took them away. And maut has allowed you to remain. And remember, you are moving in that direction very quickly also. So we don't know whether we're going to see another month of Ramadan. We don't know whether we're going to see another 10 days dedicated to the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us these 10 days. Allah gave us the opportunity to see another Ramadan because Allah wants to forgive us. It should not be that the month of Ramadan passes and we fail to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we come under the purview of the curse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. That destruction to that person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan and he was not forgiven. From here we understand that one of the main objectives of the month of Ramadan and one of the things that we need to get in this month of Ramadan is get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have explained in detail how much Allah wants to forgive us. It's only for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just on one point we will conclude. Many a times it happens, we feel we want to make tawbah, we want to turn, we want to beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where we must start from? I got so much of gunas, where I must start from? So a simple example for us to understand, and you will give us some direction, inshallah, in this month of Ramadan. Inshallah, if we practice on this prescription, then it will bring us a lot of good. And inshallah, we will secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has health complications, he realizes that, or he goes to the doctor, and the doctor diagnoses him with multiple sicknesses. So your heart is a problem, you got sugar, you got this, your eyesight is not right, your hearing is not right, you got some problem with your legs, you got some problem with this, and so many other sicknesses, the doctor will diagnose him. But now where will the doctor start off with? The doctor is not going to tell him, right, become healthy immediately. Or we're going to treat everything. Sometimes it's difficult to treat everything one time. Or trying to treat everything will cause a complication. So the doctor will identify the main problems, the underlying sicknesses that he has. And the doctor will start treating this. So the doctor will tell him, right, we're going to sort your heart out. He said, but you know what, I can't hear properly. Leave your hearing now one side. Leave the hearing, let's sort the heart out first. So in the similar manner, respected friends, we are spiritually sick. We have multiple spiritual sicknesses. We need to sort out all of this. We need to treat all of this. We need to ask the forgiveness of Allah for all our sins. But let us start off by focusing on a few. It should not be that we try to change everything, but we lose everything. We don't get anywhere. Yes, we will beg Allah for His general forgiveness. But then we identify two or three main sicknesses that we are involved in. Main gunas and sins that we are involved in. For example, leaving out our five times daily salah. This is a major crime. Some ulama have mentioned there is also fear of a person losing his iman if he does not perform his five daily salah. So this is a major crime. If a person is involved, Allah forbid, in some type of haram relationship, or he is looking at haram on his phone, or whatever other major sin a person may be involved in, we involved in interest, or some other haram business we are involved in. So now we identify these few sicknesses, and we specifically make tawbah from these sins. Specifically we make tawbah from these sins. And we go to this step that every day, at the time of sihri and at the time of iftar, we make tawbah from these sins. And not only we make tawbah, but then we beg Allah, oh Allah, I want to leave this sin. Oh Allah, it's difficult for me, you make it easy for me. And we beg the help of Allah. We ask Allah to help us. On our own it will be difficult for us. But now we are asking for the help of Allah. Oh Allah, I have realized my wrong. Like that sinful youngster, he realized his wrong and he turned to Allah. Oh Allah, you have blessed me with these 10 days of maghfirat. I am begging you, Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Forgive these specific sins. And oh Allah, help me and assist me to stay away from these sins in the future. Inshallah, if we spend 20 days of Ramadan begging Allah in this manner, on the big nights we make tawbah specifically from these sins and other sins in general, inshallah, by the end of the month of Ramadan, we will build up some type of spiritual immunization. And inshallah, Allah will help us and Allah will assist us to leave out these sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to turn to Him, and may Allah accept our forgiveness in this Mubarak month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among His chosen servants. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.